We're at 422. It's the DWS News Hour. And Champaign County Farm Bureau leader, director, head, president, executive. How do you want me to call you, Brad?
All of that'll work, whatever.
You'll take all of those titles.
Right. No.
Whichever come with pay raises, right?
That's right. And technically, it's manager.
Manager.
So, yes.
I didn't want to misrepresent you, so.
We're in good shape, Scott.
Manager of the Champaign County Farm Bureau, Brad Dukin, is here with us for a look at what's going on in the world of ag. We've got things planted finally around here. It seems like it's never stopped raining. But
I would agree. I would say in Champaign County and generally surrounding us, planting is done, or a vast, vast majority of it is. Now, you don't get too far north or too far south, and I think they're still seeing some challenges out there of maybe trying to finish. But I would say in general, guys are done planting, which is a good thing to sort of take that, continue to take a little bit of pressure off and get that crop in the ground.
What does it mean for when it comes time for fall to get that crop out, that things have been behind, that it is so wet?
Yeah, so let's start off with the most basic. I mean, typically in this area, you would see planting start about, for middle of April, we'll say. And so, in essence here, we didn't get finished until it was June. So we're definitely behind from that standpoint. As far as what does it mean for the summer, what's it mean for the fall, Mother Nature still plays a huge role in the crop development. You know, soybeans are light sensitive. So, as the days get longer, the days start getting shorter, etc. You know, they're just going to start to mature because they're based on sunlight. If you've ever driven around town or on the edges of town, you see some of the street lights that border a farm field, you'll see some green beans underneath those. You know, that's because that light at night keeps those beans green. If you're ever around, for example, out on the corner of Kirby and Kirby and Duncan there, where the county market is, there's a farm field there, and there's some pole lights for the street. And if you look, sometimes there's soybeans in there, right on the very edge of the road, where after harvest, that's because those beans are still green, because that light, pole light, is keeping those beans green. But back to your original question is, what's it mean? You know, I read something from the University of Illinois, and now this was just a projection, and they talked about corn planted on June the 5th under normal growing conditions, normal weather, meaning for the rest of the summer. And what's normal? That's a good question,
right?
But under normal weather conditions, the corn moisture would still be at 27 or 28% on October 20th. So let's look at two things there. One is October 20th, I would say, is about a month later than when we would typically see corn harvested. Corn would typically be started harvest in the middle of September, right? Yeah. So now we're talking the middle of October. The other number to talk about there is that 27, 28% moisture. So what is that? What do I mean by that? So each farmers measure moisture, and the grain elevators measure moisture by the moisture in the kernel. And so when you hear a farmer, you hear it said, well, corn's testing 27 or 28, that means there's 28% moisture still in there. Typically, you want that corn a lot drier. Typically, you want it down in the very low 20s or even in the upper teens. It's still a little bit wet at that time. So if those projections by the U of I are right, you know, we could definitely see a late harvest. Now, again, Mother Nature is going to play the biggest key to everything as we move through the summer.
Sure. And if you push that harvest later, then you might be risking with Mother Nature then too getting things too cold, right?
Right. Then you'll turn into frost. And then as last year we saw, unfortunately, and this happened to a number of farmers in East Central Illinois, kind of got caught a little bit. It seemed the switch got tossed in about a week period, where all of a sudden it started raining more. We got snow, etc. And there was some guys that crop was out in the field a lot longer than maybe what you typically see. And so that was just Mother Nature turned wet for a period and stayed wet then. And we weren't able to get back out there in some instances for some farmers.
Brad Dukin is with us from the Champaign County Farm Bureau, looking at national issues that affect farmers here locally, the Mexico-Canada Trade Agreement. Big pushes to get this done by August for some, right?
Yeah, I think that for us in agriculture really want to get this done. The August recess will be a time frame, I think, that a lot of ag groups are shooting for to try to get this settled and voted on by Congress. Will we get there? fingers crossed. Got to be optimistic on this one. It's important to agriculture, and it's important to all three countries involved. What happens if we blow by August? Unfortunately, and I know we're both sitting down, it becomes even more political. And some would say, how could things get more political these days? But I think this will really turn into even more political, this trade agreement. So I think there's a push to try to get this done this summer and to bring both sides together and say, listen, we've got to get something done to move this thing forward for the betterment of our economy and Mexico and Canada trade.
So locally here in Champaign County, looks like things are in fairly good shape compared to some of the other parts of the state, even maybe southern or northern counties from Champaign County. All in all, Champaign has weathered, so to speak, all of this okay.
Yeah, I think so. I think you have guys that farmers out there that have never planted this late before and never have planted in for the first time in June. I mean, there's always been typically there's some years where we see some replant where you've seen ponding and things, and so a farmer will go back and replant that pond where that crop sat underwater for a period of time and just didn't make it. But we're talking first time planting on a lot of these fields that there was planting occurring in June, and most farmers out there haven't seen this, and if they have, it's been decades since they've seen it. So it's kind of like, think about your garden. Anybody that's tried to put their garden out, it's been difficult to find a time when you're not digging in the mud to put your tomato plants in or plant green beans. I know my garden went in a little bit later than what I wanted because it was constantly muddy, and so the same scenario, looking for that window of opportunity. We finally got that, and so that's good. And again, I think a lot of progress got made statewide, but especially here in this area, immediate area, I think a great progress got made, and planting's virtually done.
Before I let you go, anything key coming up for you guys over the Farm Bureau?
Yeah, coming up, two things I'll mention real quick. One is we've got a drone meeting. Drone is, or UAVs, is part of agriculture and how that can be part of agriculture. So if anybody's interested in that, we've got a session on that coming up Monday morning. They can call the office for more details. And one last thing I'll mention really quick that has been a phenomenal partnership that we've done for probably 5 or 6 years now is with the Champaign Park District, where we have an ag summer camp with the kids at the Douglas Center next week, and then in July we'll be at the Leonard Center, where we talk to the kids about agriculture. They're there for camp and do hands-on activities with them, teaching them a little bit about agriculture. And so that's next week, along with a family fun night at the Douglas Center.
Brad Eukin from the Champaign County Farm Bureau, the manager there and head supreme leader as well. We appreciate your time very much.
Thank you, Scott.
4:30 local news in a moment.